Jim, good morning. How you doing today?
Morning, Jim. Doing fine.
Great to have you on the show.
Well, I'm going to put down a cork flooring on your recommendation.
Oh, you're going to love it, man.
I had a couple of questions.
Yes.
I got a couple samples from Black River floors, and it kind of surprised me because I, for some reason, I was under the understanding that the, or my way of thinking that the cork was going to be like a half inch thick or so.
No, my cork floor in my basement is only, believe it or not, it is, I'd say, I want to say an eighth of an inch, maybe a heavy eighth of an inch. And then to get even more critical, if that's the right word, it's actually a veneer product, meaning the base of, within that eighth of an inch, or let's say a heavy eighth, it is, maybe it's 5/32. I would say the upper layer, the 1/32 of an inch or maybe a 1/16 of an inch, is a veneer of cork, and then that is laminated to like a cork underlayment, you know, where they take other pieces of cork and kind of glue it together. Because if you flip mine over, like if you look at the one side of cork, it looks totally different than the underside.
Okay, well, the samples I got or look like they're solid all the way through.
Okay.
They're unfinished on one side and finished on the other.
Okay.
What kind of an underlayment did you put down?
Well, mine was put down on two. The stairs, I glued it directly to my wooden steps, you know, which was southern yellow pine. But my basement floor is just concrete, so it's a direct glue down to concrete.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do a bathroom, so.
Okay. And now what's the subfloor? Is it wood, concrete, or what?
Yeah, it's wood.
Okay, it should be no problem. Here's the biggest thing, but it's thin cork like mine, pretty thin.
Right.
The biggest thing that you have to realize with these thinner corks is that they telegraph imperfections in the subfloor. So you have to make sure that that wood floor is very smooth.
Okay.
You know, so if it's kind of rough subfloor or OSB that's kind of, you know, it got wet and it swelled up a little bit, that's not going to cut it. You know, you have to put some type of another thin layer of Luon underlayment or something to get, the smoother the floor is, the better it's going to look, is all I can tell you.
And, that's what I need.
You're going to love it, I'll tell you that. It is. It's the easiest flooring material I've ever worked with in my life. It is so easy to work with.
It looks great.
So. Oh, yeah, it does look great.
Where did you get yours?
I bought mine from a company in Atlanta called Natural Cork. And just a wonderful, the owner of the company is a guy named Philippe. He has a very heavy foreign accent. And like he's very, I'm almost sure he's from France. And very nice guy, incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly honest. And it's just a wonderful company called Natural Cork. You can go to their website, naturalcork.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. And let me know how it comes out. I'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, will do.